Welcome to Seeking Alpha's Wall Street Breakfast, your daily source of market news and analysis. Subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and Stitcher.
Welcome to Seeking Alpha Editors Roundtable, What Moved Markets This Week, the week ending Friday, October 15th. A strong week for stocks and risk assets across the board. A major rally, the biggest one since March yesterday, Thursday, for the S&P. And NASDAQ tech stocks have done quite well here also. In fact, the NASDAQ is up more than 2% as we record this at noon on Friday. So interested to see what my colleagues on the panel have to say about this rally and about all the other things that have transpired over the week. And I will introduce them now in no particular order, joined here by Brad Olison, the VP of News, Stephen Alfer, Managing Editor of Breaking News, Kim Kahn, Senior News Editor, and I am your host and moderator, Nathaniel E. Baker, Senior Editor of Strategic Contributors. At least that's still kind of my hold-in title, I guess, but more on that some other time. Anyway, let's start with Kim, as we usually do, to give us the big picture view of what moved markets this week.
Well, the buy the dip crowd really got up off the mat this week and pushing stocks higher. The NASDAQ in the lead for the week, up about 2%. S&P close behind, doing a little better today. We had a lot of economic reports out, inflation being the big ones. Still very high, historical levels. You know, core retail inflation stayed steady. That was a boost a bit for the market. And core producer prices came in a lot cooler than expected. Still very elevated, but, you know, assuaging some fears there. And yeah, that combined with a fall in the long end yields, a fall in the 10-year that helped the big mega cap stocks in the middle of the week. They're back up on the rise now, but for a while, they really kind of lured in some of the buy the dip crowd, and it's kind of bearing out the theory that a 5% shakeout was pullback was what the S&P needed to kind of get itself back in gear again.
Yeah, strong week as we say. So it'll be curious here to see who the biggest winners and losers were. So Brad, tell us about that.
So, in terms of the biggest losers, the communication services, which is kind of weighted towards tech, was among the worst performers, and financials the second worst, interestingly enough, given it was a big week for bank earnings. Real estate, the top sector, as Kim mentioned, yields were coming off some of their highs. That typically helps the S&P 500 real estate segment. You saw basically every member of that S&P 500 group in the green, with the exception of one. And materials were the second best, which I'll try to dive into real quickly here before we get into some of the individual names. I feel like I talk about energy every week, so I'm very happy to talk about something else this week. And so what I mentioned briefly last week, kind of teasing, and it turned out to work out that well, that we should be watching industrial metals, that we had a big discussion last week on inflation and what that meant. I discussed that we probably want to be looking towards these industrial metals for signs of true economic growth building rather than just inflationary pressure. And so it turns out, that is kind of picking up a little bit, but there doesn't mean that they're immune to some of the supply chain shocks and other dynamics that are at play within the world economy. We saw big news this week that Glencore is shutting some of its zinc production, partially in part due to the high energy prices. It's costing more to produce a lot of these industrial metals that the economy relies on, silver, copper, et cetera. So seeing a lot of price distortions there. Goldman was out with a note actually earlier this week discussing the fact that copper stocks, the supplies could reach, and the inventories could reach all-time lows, even with these Chinese slowdown fears. They actually feel like the risk there is actually wildly overstated for the Chinese slowdown, and so they're actually pegging copper to rise considerably into year end. You're also seeing some of the boost in prices pass through to these share prices, right? Freeport-McMoRan, a big copper producer, was the second best performer in the S&P 500, is up 12% this month. Then we saw aluminum producer Alcoa just last night report some of its best earnings. A record quarterly GAAP net income was reported. They're up 110% this year, and they reinstated their dividend just last night for the first time since 2016. So definitely a lot of moving parts there in the materials space. There are some price distortions. It's not all growth related. You're seeing some sort of impacts on the inventory side. But at least as far as the individual names, you're seeing big moves in energy. Again, Enphase Energy, Apache, and Baker Hughes were all among the top gainers. You know, we mentioned Freeport MacMoran, and interestingly enough, Generac, which avid listeners of this program will have heard us talk about a couple of weeks ago. They just put out an investor day just earlier this week, and they're actually one of the best performers as well. And finally, VF Core, which I will actually get to later on in the program when we talk about our favorite article of the week. But on the downside, Align Technologies, this is the maker of the invisible braces. Jefferies flagged cautious trends there. Airlines, you had Delta warning on higher fuel prices. There's that energy theme again. Southwest Airlines, bunch of cancellations, and U.S. Bancorp was basically the biggest loser of the bank earnings this week, and was recently downgraded following some of their tepid loan growth and weaker margins that they've exhibited versus some of their peers like Goldman and Morgan Stanley, which blew it out of the park this week.
Yeah, you mentioned earnings and a lot going on there. And Stephen, I know you follow that a little more closely. So what was your take there?
Yeah, I mean, banks have been big outperformers heading into Q3 earnings season. As a sector, it rose while the rest of the market was struggling in September. And for the most part, they haven't disappointed. They beat at least on the headline numbers. They pretty much always beat on headline numbers. So not too surprising. As Brad mentioned, kind of underperformers after earnings, U.S. Bancorp, PNC Financial. They're more right consumer focused. The Goldmans, the Morgan Stanleys, the Bank of Americas, they have sizable investment banking wealth management platforms, or more sizable investment banking wealth management platforms than your large regional banks. And they're doing very well in the week. JP Morgan beat but fell the day of the earnings, although they're bouncing a bit. I found it really interesting on JP Morgan's earnings call that they talked about the credit card wars, right? They're expecting to continue to have to spend even more money to try to lure customers via rewards. And that sent stocks like American Express, Capital One, Discover sharply lower on the day of JP Morgan's earnings, which is either Tuesday or Wednesday, as I recall.
I'm surprised you didn't mention, go on.
Yeah, go ahead.
No, you didn't mention Domino's Pizza. Oh, go ahead. I cut you off.
That was going to be my next one. Domino's fell sharply after earnings. Mm-hmm. They had a big miss on comp sales. It's a tough comparable because a year ago we know what was going on, but there must have been some sort of miscommunication between their investor relations team and the analysts, because I think they were calling for 1.7% year increase in comp sales and they fell 1.9%. So that's nearly a 4% miss by my gorilla math there. So there must have been some sort of miscommunication there, and the stock got rocked. But you know, Domino's is probably the greatest stock of the last two decades, and I expect it'll bounce.
Besides Generac, quickly. You mean? Besides
Generac, that's right.
Yeah, we did a whole sequence on that a couple of weeks ago, months, whenever it was. Yeah. So speaking of favorite stories, let's move on to that segment now where we discuss our favorite articles, stories, tweets, or other things, research reports that we saw in our travels. And let's start with Kim.
Well, every week on Friday, B of A's Michael Hartnett and his team put out the flow show note that I always look out for. And this week they're talking about the next shock that's coming for the markets. In 2020, they said it was a growth shock with so much fiscal and monetary stimulus that there was the V-shaped recovery quickly in Wall Street and then the broader economy. And the winners of the growth shock were obviously stocks. And this year they said it's an inflation shock, huge demand for housing, for labor, and not as much supply. And commodities and crypto were the winners in the shock for this year. And in 2022, they're calling for a rates shock. And they think that it'll just be move to tighten by, moving away from emerging markets to developed markets around the world that start to tighten. It's hitting, the headlines, inflation is hitting the headlines and making policymakers nervous about, you know, votes and public opinion. So their winners there, they say, are just basically volatility in the dollar the first half of the year. And then a lot of losers that were just recent winners like stocks and commodities.
So they expect rate hikes to start the first half of the year even?
Yeah, not the first half of the year, no. But
for maybe for the reality to dawn on the market.
I think tapering to fully, you know, maybe wrap up sooner than November, and then with the eye to making the next hike pretty quickly.
Yeah, and some noise to that effect was actually in the Fed minutes that were also released this week. It was this week, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Brad, what about you?
Basically, a British outlet reported on Vans shoes and how those had seen a 7,800% jump in their slip-on sales following what they believe to be a Squid Game related bump. That's that new kind of semi-viral or viral, I guess you can call it viral, hit on Netflix. It's a horror-themed show. And so I guess the presumption is that everyone's rushing out to buy these shoes to replicate some of the costumes that people wore in that show. The real life impact shares did pop, you know, on the original report, and the shares did kind of retain some of their strength most of the week. So, you know, that's despite all of the reports we're seeing about the supply chain hurting a lot of retailers and them having to pass costs through to customers. We now know that VF Corp at least can pass on as many costs as it wants through on the van side. You know, that strong Halloween bump. We'll see if that carries through and makes a trend.
Yeah, Brad's audio, a couple problems there. So especially if you're watching the video, it may not be lined up correctly. Has any have you guys seen that show, Squid Games or whatever it's called?
I saw the first episode.
Okay. And you were able to turn it off, so it can't be that addictive.
It was disturbing and upsetting and unpleasant, and I didn't enjoy it in a bit.
Those sound like three buzzwords that Netflix is going for.
Yeah. It sounds like a big hit. I mean, good for them for coming through with another one. I didn't see that. I didn't see the chess one. I didn't see any of these things.
The chess one was good.
Yeah. What about you? So go ahead.
John Deere. There's a major strike began this week at John Deere. More than 10,000 workers walked off the job, UAW workers. And it's just another step in completing the 70s show. You know, inflation and empty shelves. All we need to kind of finish it up are really stupid government policies like wage and price controls that'll lead to long gasoline lines and even worse inflation. But, you know, it's big. I mean, we've had basically 40 years now, right, since Volcker jacked up rates to 20% and Reagan fired the air controllers, 40 years of kind of disinflation, of corporations having the power over employees, and that's fed through to corporate profits. And now the workers are kind of feeling their oats. UAW's feeling their oats. They've got some big elections too, UAW, and they've got to kind of answer to the workers a little bit. So maybe the strike is some kind of turning point in the way those actions 40 years ago were.
All right. That's an interesting one to watch. And for me, I want to once again raise awareness here on the pros offerings that we have here on Seeking Alpha, where I spend about 80% of my time now, the remaining 20% being this Friday that is dedicated to this podcast and video. But a new contributor we have called the Bulls Bay, they put out a piece here about Chico's, a bullish piece on Chico's, the stock CHS. And they say this company is undergoing a top to bottom transformational change and one that is under the radar given minimal analyst coverage. There's a new leadership team there that's kind of pivoting to digital, and they are going to be closing some stores, the poor performing stores, and have already revamped the digital offering. And they're saying that this is really going to help. They expect 250%, 250 upside over the next 18 months. So very bullish here on Chico's CHS, and very curious to see how that turns out. Check it out. The link will be in the show notes. And with that, we thank you for being with us this week and remind you that you can watch the video on Friday afternoon. It airs around 4 p.m. at the website seekingalpha.com/videos/alpha-talks. And the slightly longer audio version is out on Saturday morning at 6:30 a.m. on the Wall Street Breakfast podcast account. And with that, we wish you a happy and healthy weekend and look forward to speaking to you again next week.
That concludes today's Wall Street Breakfast. Thank you for listening. For the best investment analysis and news on the web, go to seekingalpha.com. Subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and Stitcher. You can sign up for our other podcasts, Behind the Idea, Essay for FAs, Let's Talk ETFs, the Cannabis Investing Podcast, and Marketplace Roundtable on those platforms as well. Have a great day.